Like you was lost in the bush, boy, you says, it is a puling sample jungle of woods. You most shouts out, be thick at me for a stump of a beach if I have the poultriest notions what the forest he all means. Gee up, girlie. The quad guspelers may own the targum, but any of the zingery shulerim may pick a peck of kindlings yet from the sack of old henzine. Lead, kindly fowl. They always did. Ask the ages. What bird has done yesterday man may do next year, be it fly, be it molt, be it hatch, be it agreement in the nest. For her socio-scientific sense is as sound as a bell, sir. Her volucrine mutativeness right on normalcy. She knows, she just feels she was kind of born to lay and love eggs. Trust her to propagate the species and hoosh her fluffballs safe through din and danger. Lastly, but mostly, in her genesic field, it is all game and no gammon. She is ladylike in everything she does and plays the gentleman's part every time. Let us auspice it. Yes, before all this has time to end, the golden age must return with its vengeance. Man will become dirigible. Egg will be rejuvenated. Women with a ridiculous white burden will reach by one step sublime incubation. The main one wanting human lioness with her dishorned discipular manrim will lie down together publicly flank upon fleece. No, assuredly, they are not justified. Those gloom pourers who grouse that letters have never been quite their old selves again since that weird weekday in bleak Genevieve. Yet how palmy date in a waste's oasis, when to the shock of both, Biddy Doran looked at literature. And she may be a mere Marcella, this midget majesty, mistress of ours, but it is not a hearsay of some anomalous letter, signed Toga Gorillas, Teasy Dear. We have a cup of her fist right against our nose of us. We note the paper with her jolly young watermark, Notre Dame du Bon Marché. And she has a heart of Aaron. What lumilts as she fools with her phalamineers and her nadianods. As a strow will shaw, she does the wind blague, recting to show the rudeness of a rober curling and shoeing the fancities of a frisette. But how many of her readers realize that she is not up to dizzle-dazzle with a great uncouthrement of postmanchuum glasseries from the Lappins and the Griggs?